Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living radio.
Oh, you know we need them.
Boy, do we ever.
Don't we need those strategies? Those strategies for living. Well, you know what?
What's that?
We got them.
Ah, I'm excited.
You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab? They're right here.
I'm ready.
Welcome, folks. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for a Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things, there's a lot of things that I love about doing this program. I love doing it with you.
Absolutely.
But through the years, you know, we've developed relationships with a book publicist and with publishers, mm-hmm. Publishing companies. And sometimes, you know, we go to the mailbox and there's books there.
Not sometimes, all the time.
And we can't possibly, you know, get to and schedule all.
Right.
Of course, we,
unfortunately,
you know, we go through and decide, you know, what fits with our format here, mm-hmm. on Strategies. Mm-hmm. But because we can't get to every single one, there was a little book that got my attention here recently. It came in. We were not able to schedule, for whatever reason, we weren't able to schedule the author. The book is The Stoic Mindset, Mark Tuitert. And Mark is actually, he's used the principles in Stoic philosophy to become an Olympic gold medalist and also a successful entrepreneur. And he's got a good little book, and it's called The Stoic Mindset. And so it's about 10 beliefs based on Stoicism that he goes over. So I thought that would be maybe a good thing for us to do this evening right here on Strategy.
Absolutely. I love this philosophy, so I'm ready to dive in.
All right, folks. Sure. Thank you for being here with us. We appreciate you joining us on Strategies, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage. We'll be back. We'll be back to talk about the 10 principles of Stoicism and the Stoic mindset. That's today. Your own strategies.
Mm-hmm.
strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome in. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keo. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, and we are we're talking about the Stoic mindset today. You know, Stoicism has kind of made a resilience, if you will.
It has continued to be resilience because I think it's a timeless philosophy.
I agree.
And I think, you know, I think when a lot of people, including myself, when you hear the word stoic, you know, I think of some real strong, like in air quotes, strong guy who's suppressing his emotions.
Yeah.
Right? Who's, if you're being stoic, you're not showing any emotions.
And yet, that's that stoicism is really about cultivating wisdom and resilience. And actually tranquility.
It is about not suppressing, okay? But it's about being able, it is about our reactions, right? Being able to recognize that what we are reacting to is not the event or situation itself,
right?
It's our thoughts, our judgments about the event. And so the Stoicism, maybe, I don't know, I'd be interested to know where that comes from, but my thought would be maybe it comes from that idea of being able to be witness, being able to step back and look at, okay, where is that emotion bubbling up from? I must have a thought or a judgment about it that's causing this reaction in me, right? Because I know I'm not reacting directly to the event itself.
Right. You're reacting to your perception of the event,
right.
And you know, the our this little book that I was talking about, it's called The Stoic Mindset: Living the 10 Principles of Stoicism. And
it's a very attractive little book.
It is
if you've got any form of ADHD, I mean, it's one that can keep you.
Yeah.
Because the graphics are well designed and spaced.
You know, this guy for 12 years trained for, he's an Olympic speed skater. Mm-hmm. He's trained. You know, he makes the point, you know, because he's training in the Olympics for 12 years, he's trained for 2 minutes because that's
right.
The,
that's
the competition.
Wow.
And so, you know, he starts the book, it's in February 2010, and in 2 weeks, the Olympic Games will begin in Vancouver. Mm. His Olympic Games, he missed them. Not once, but twice. He missed them in 2002. He also missed them in 2006. Now, as he's writing this introduction, he's 29 years old, and he says it may be his only shot to Olympic glory. So, you know, the 1500 meters. He says it's got to happen. And he said everything he's done up to that point has to come together.
Right.
And so, you know, he is a person who uses stoicism. Mm-hmm. And so stoicism comes from it certainly resonated with the Romans for centuries. But it, you know, first and foremost, it's a school of thought that emerged from your favorite, mm-hmm. ancient Greece.
Absolutely.
And it's been around a while, 300 BC. And it's really about practical wisdom. Mm-hmm. That's what it's about. So, you know, Seneca, mm-hmm. who was a learned ambitious orator and writer and statesman.
Epictetus is probably among them.
He was a man born into slavery, mm-hmm. who was given freedom and revealed himself to be a stern but a very celebrated teacher. Mm-hmm. And then there was Marcus Aurelius, right. wise, dutiful emperor. But he, you know, the author, Mark Tuitert, says the Stoic mindset is what helped him channel his drive and continues to make him calmer and more effective and more successful, not just during his speed skating career, but then he stopped and he entered the job market and he is now a successful entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I love the way that he kind of lays out these, you know, Stoic
principles. Yeah, they're digestible the way he's presented them.
So we'll kind of unpack them, but let me give you kind of the contents of his little book, all at once. So use setbacks as signposts. Mm-hmm. Judge less, understand more. 3 is win by not focusing on winning.
Okay.
4 is what's good for the team is good for you. Mm. 5 is accept your fate and love it. 6 is death makes life epic. 7 is happiness is a side effect. 8 is a map is good, a compass is better. 9 is character is your most important project. And 10 is actions speak louder than words.
Okay.
And one of the things that I love also that he does here is he offers exercises. He offers exercises at the end of each one of these.
To start applying them in life.
Yeah. And I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, basically Stoicism is, you know, it's this may surprise people, but it's actually, as I mentioned earlier, cultivating resilience and wisdom and tranquility. And it does that by deciding to align yourself with nature. Mm-hmm. and focusing on what one can control. Mm-hmm. right not on out there.
No.
Yeah.
And to learn from nature, right? To watch and observe what nature does in response to its adversity.
Right.
And
right.
I think we can extract a lot of these principles from nature. They're the natural way. And I think a lot of us humans have separated ourselves so much from the natural world.
Right.
We forget that we are nature. We are part of it.
So lesson one is to use setbacks as signposts.
Okay.
And he begins by quoting Marcus Aurelius, the impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so
this is an adage carried on throughout time. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the old conquer your fears, or what you're looking for is on the other side of what you're resisting. Right.
Yeah.
And it's true all the way around. How many of us have learned our greatest lessons through our struggles?
Yeah.
Right. And you've been able to really, truly use our wounds in order to best help and best serve the world.
Stoicism as a school of philosophy, mm-hmm. it never would have existed without adversity. And
sure.
it would take
years.
Because
we wouldn't have looked for anything to help us through.
Right. The Zeno of Citium, 335 to 262 BC, who was a wealthy Phoenician merchant and the founder. He's actually known as the founder of Stoicism. He was shipwrecked near Athens around the year 300 BC. So he was forced to give up his precious cargo. He lost nearly all of his possessions in one fell swoop, if you will. And he wound up on the Agora, the marketplace in ancient Athens. At the time, not only the spot where business was conducted, but also the heart of education and philosophy.
That's where everything
and
happened.
Debate. Yeah. So his shipwreck became reason to give his life a new direction and to dedicate himself to philosophy. So step one for Zeno was to get to know the works of famous philosophers, and he studied under Crates, and he would draw many ideas from there, who belonged to the Cynic philosophy school. So ideas like gender equality, which back then was a radical view. And then Zeno was inspired by the practical philosophy of Socrates. And in the end, he set up his own philosophical school in the painted porch beside Agora. And, you know, he lost everything and went searching for what's possible. And, you might say by losing everything, he found everything. He found himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everything within him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what a great kickoff, if you will, to the Stoic mindset, you know.
Sure.
Sometimes you have to, well, maybe not sometimes, maybe even most of the time.
I would say most times. I know we don't like to face that. But
no, but most times if you want, you know, if you want to get, you have to give and maybe even give up.
Yep.
Yeah. We're looking at the 10 principles of Stoicism today. If you want to look up the little book, it's called The Stoic Mindset. It's a good little book from Mark Twitart, and it's not that old, so should still be able to find it readily wherever you buy books. Talking about it today here on Strategies for Living. Much more to come, much more to unpack here with The Stoic Mindset. We'll be right back. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with Learning RX Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, Learning RX Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems. Working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call Learning RX Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does Learning RX Shreveport.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are talking high-minded today. We're talking stoicism. Isn't it nice that we are talking philosophy?
I think it's nice, and I don't know that it's necessarily so high-minded. I think something like stoicism can be applied in everyday life and for everybody, every person.
Yeah.
It's very applicable.
I think you're exactly right. And of course I was kind of doing
I understand you were yeah.
Yeah.
Satirical.
Lesson two is one that goes right to the heart of things today.
Yeah.
Judge less, understand more. And he begins by quoting Epictetus. If you're just tuning in, the he that I'm referring to is Mark Tuitert, who is the author of The Stoic Mindset. So he quotes Epictetus, who says, it's not the things in themselves that trouble us, but our judgment of them.
There it is.
And, you know, this has kind of been the basis. You and I have both, through the years, invested a tremendous amount of our professional, our respective professional lives. Because really,
this is it.
It
cuts to the heart of it.
The main type of therapy that's out there in the marketplace that is most widely used is something called cognitive therapy, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy. I learned REBT, rational emotive behavior therapy, back in the day, but it's all of it. Yeah, all of it. It really is the foundation of all of it is stoicism, and it's really this particular belief, because it's the idea is it's not the event, it's not what happens to you, or any of us, that is going to create the feeling. It's what we think about what happens to us. And if, you know, when you really step back and look at that, the amount of control that gives us,
massive,
the amount of extra power that gives us, it's enormous.
Right. And I think that's where maybe we can say the ideal, if there is an end point for stoicism, right? Maybe that's the ideal quote unquote face of stoicism is the ability to face any and all of life, not with the traditional stoicism in that I'm not feeling, but in that total acceptance and allowance and understanding from this place of, whatever can happen in the world around me, and I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
And really, to me, it's more about peace than it may appear on the outside as a stoic face, but on the inside, I would imagine it feels much more like peace.
You know, one of the basic principles of a stoic mindset is that you consider your emotions. You can worry about the future, but a stoic will ask themselves, well, why? Why are you scared of losing your job? Why are you jealous?
Get curious.
In other words, what's the judgment that underlies the emotion? Might you be angry because, in your view, someone did a great injustice to you? And what's this feeling of injustice based on? And what this does is it allows you room. It allows you to examine your own judgment and cultivate, you know, a better understanding of your own emotions.
Right.
And then be able to, empathize more with yourself and with others, whether it's your colleagues, your friends, your parents, somebody you love deeply, or just strangers. The whole idea is freedom.
Right.
Freeing yourself from your own negative judgments to oversee situations calmly from a place of peace. That's pretty good.
Right. And the whole thing is being able to remove the stick from your eye. Right?
Yeah.
So that you can more clearly see and help those around you. That's how you're able to have more empathy and understanding for your friends, for those around you, for everyone else, by recognizing that any and all of your experiences are just that.
Yeah.
They're experiences. And if they are arising within you, whatever your experience is, there's some underlying thought or belief that is bringing that to the surface, right? There's something tied there.
Yeah.
And so it's about getting curious and asking, okay, I just got really angry at that, you know, whatever just happened, at that statement that Joe made at me, right?
Right, right.
And I could scream all day that all day long if I want. Oh, well, Joe made me mad, you know, and it's his fault, right?
But is it true that Joe made you mad?
Yeah. No. Yeah. The truth is that Joe made a statement that triggered anger within me.
Right.
Triggered something within me. And so I've got to ask myself.
Joe doesn't have the power to make you or anybody else angry. He only has the power to make himself angry.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's really the truth.
Yeah. And that's power.
Once we realize that, yes, yeah. Once we take that power, mm-hmm. man, that really can make a difference in the way we live our lives. Now, you know, some people may be listening to this right now and saying, well, you guys make this sound so easy. You don't know the people that are around me.
I get it.
And yeah, I mean.
It's not easy.
What we're talking about now, as empowering as it can be, the easy part about it, you know, and I think that's one of the things that you were talking about, you know, that Mark Tuart does in this book. He makes it very readable. Mm-hmm. He makes it very easy. He lays it out. This is not something that you have to have a PhD to be able to take in, understand, and
start practicing
almost immediately in your life. Mm-hmm. So it's fairly easy to understand. Doesn't mean it's not hard to carry out in practical terms.
Right.
Right?
Right. I mean, because so many of those thought feeling loops, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to call that when I get triggered by something.
Right.
So many of those thought feeling loops are so ingrained from, a lot of times it's from childhood.
Yeah.
And it's from our necessity to survive.
Right.
Right. So I developed this trigger to really burst out in anger because as a child or in a traumatic relationship, that helped me. And it kept me alive and it kept me safe.
It served you for that period of time, period of time in your life.
But now I'm finding that with my friends and colleagues at work, when I burst out into anger, it's getting me into some hot water and some trouble. And I might even lose my job or lose friends that I don't want to do that to happen.
So it
right?
might be in your best interest to let go of that now.
Right.
Even though it served you at a vital point in your life, mm-hmm. it's no longer doing that.
And that's where his piece of judge less, understand more really comes into play, not just with others, but especially with yourself.
Right.
Because so many of us can get so judgmental of ourselves. Oh, I get angry and I'm just bad and I'm a terrible person and da da da. And now you're just piling on shame.
Yeah.
Right. And that's going to keep it down farther. So the judge less, understand more is about getting curious and open.
Yeah.
You know, saying, this reaction is no longer serving me. So I got to get curious about what am I telling myself in order to provoke this reaction.
Right.
Right.
The third lesson is interesting. Win by not focusing on winning.
Oh, couldn't we all use this one more?
Well, yeah, because, you know, we all want to do well. We all want to succeed. We all want to win because.
And how many of us have felt and experienced this to be true?
Yeah,
right?
Because winning feels great. I mean, it's almost. It's
but when you focus on it, when you put all that pressure on yourself, you're more likely
to,
to, to fail.
To mess it up, right?
Yeah. To miss the mark that you've set for yourself.
You know, Tuitert, being a professional athlete, you know, he admits in the book, in the little book, you know, okay, well, as a professional athlete, he was obsessed with winning. But, you know, if you get so crazy about winning, you know, he says in professional sports, it's probably not your best option. He quotes Epictetus, all things can be divided into two categories, that which does lie within the boundaries of our control and that which does not.
Yeah. And I think, yes, some of us can get literally focused on winning and achieving and productivity.
Yeah, and then the other athlete's going to show up or the other team's going to show up, and they have different ideas than we do.
Sure, yeah, but that can be, that can actually be helpful to our process if we let it, right?
Yeah.
And so the other point I wanted to make was this can be more generalized from winning to, you know, when getting a project done. You're so focused on the end project, the end product, or if you're on a trip, getting to the destination, right? And so all of this idea of win by not focusing on winning can also just be said by, you know, recognize and appreciate the process.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, I want to come back and start this next segment. I mentioned that he has exercises,
right,
with all of these. And in this particular one, he has an exercise that he calls bullseye.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, obviously we can't we're not going to have time to share all of these and all of the exercises.
Well, you got to go out and get the book.
That's why you want to go get the book. But you know, we'll share some of them. And I want to come back and share the exercise bullseye.
All right. Sounds good.
Because it really may be helpful to a lot of people. Strategies for Living. We're talking today about the principles of Stoicism. The little book we're talking about is The Stoic Mindset. Find it wherever you buy books, by Mark Tuitert. And we'll be back with more strategies in just a moment.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. The Padres bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strong's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strong's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are talking about the Stoic mindset today, living the 10 principles of Stoicism. The little book is out from St. Martin's Essentials. It's a neat little book. You can find it wherever you buy a book. The author is Mark Tuertert. And I mentioned that I wanted to share one of the exercises because he's got he's packed the book full of some wonderful exercises. So far, this principle that if you you want to win by not focusing on winning,
right.
Which sounds very counterintuitive, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've all had that experience and can understand that.
So the exercise that he suggests is one he calls bullseye.
Okay.
And so with this technique, you can order your thoughts to be able to distinguish between the things that you have control over and the things that you don't have control over. So step one is just to get a sheet of paper and draw a big circle.
Right.
And then draw a smaller circle inside it.
Okay.
Like the red center of a dartboard, right?
Right.
And make them both nice and big so that you'll be able to write plenty inside each one of those circles. Mm-hmm. All right. So step two is to think of any kind of goal that you want to achieve. Now, this can be anything. It can be from giving a great presentation. It could also be just something like spending more time with your kids, right? Okay. Any goal. Step three is to take the outermost circle and write everything outside your control.
Mm.
And don't forget to name all the obvious things like the weather. Be sure to include the one you really can't do anything about, the result, the end result, right?
Mm.
All right. So step four then.
Whoa, that's a very important point there.
Yeah.
Write the result.
Yeah.
In the external circle,
right.
The one you cannot control. I think so many of us forget that or don't even acknowledge it.
That's exactly right. Step four is, we're focused in the innermost circle, right?
Right.
Mention everything that you have influence over. According to the Stoics, those are, strictly speaking, your own choices and your own actions.
Mm-hmm.
This can differ a little bit from, you know, for particular situations, your situation. But if you're overthinking how to deal with the problem, turn first to the bullseye, what lies in that innermost circle, and make a plan for that.
Yeah.
And in the outermost, well, those are probably things that you just want to set aside because you don't have any control over them.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's a great exercise.
Isn't that great? That's why I wanted to share it.
Yeah. And I think that's something that we could all do and keep in front of us, right? Like keep it in your work portfolio or on your mirror in the morning just to remind yourself. I mean, because how many times throughout the day, even in small talk, do we say, man, I hate that it's raining. I wish it weren't raining. And then you can return to your bullseye and remember, you don't control the weather.
Don't control that, yeah.
And so by giving any thought or emotion to that, you are already missing the bullseye.
Missing the bullseye. I'm wasting precious
energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. And that's what we all, you know, that's the deal. I mean, we all are stewards, if you will, of energy.
Mm-hmm.
We are, and we're stewards of our energy, as much as we want to be stewards of
everyone else's
energy,
yeah,
that's not something within our control.
No,
you know, there are sometimes probably that, you know, you're excited and you're ready to go, and
yes,
you know, and I say I'm going to take a nap,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to rest,
yes,
you know, and as much as you want to take and put a hypodermic of energy into
yes
me, you know, you know, that that doesn't happen.
No, yeah. and I know that I have to let you recuperate and restore your energy in whatever way you need to.
Yeah.
Right?
And that gets into kind of lesson four. What's good for the team is good for you.
Okay.
Pretty good segue, isn't it?
I did that.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah.
I had to do that.
Marcus Aurelius says, what is not good for the swarm is not good for the bee. Mm. Yeah. And so, yeah, it helps us to have a good understanding of ourselves and of others.
And I think this is an important thing to remind ourselves, because I think especially here in the Western world, right? And I think especially during this time period, right, where we've just come through an election year where it's about...
And man, we have...
the individual. Yeah. It's me.
And we heard it over and over and over and over.
I mean, we've just been swimming in it.
Yeah, especially the last 90 days. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been... a whole lot of energy focused there.
Yeah. And I think what we have to remember is, you know, it really goes back to the true meaning, I think, behind the golden rule, right? Mm. Which is says to treat others as we would be treated.
Yeah.
As we would like to be treated.
As we would like to be treated.
Right. Yeah. And really, that's because we are each other.
Yeah, we are one.
We are one. And so, you know, while we don't see our connections,
yeah, we don't perceive
physically,
that.
We don't actually see them with our eyes.
Right.
We know, we can recognize how when I'm sick, how that affects everyone else around me,
right,
including the community at large, because then I'm contributing to needing health care, right, and that sort of thing.
Right. Right.
And how we come together as a community to support me in my sickness, whatever that is.
Right.
I mean, we know, we recognize on some level that we need each other.
Yeah.
We forget. We have this play pretend of separation.
Well, and that's one of, I think...
We get caught up in competition.
Yeah, and that's one of the jobs, I think, you know, when we come into this life, like it or not, we're issued an ego.
Mm. Yeah.
or an ego develops within us, right?
Right.
That ego is really about telling us that we're separate.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully through our life and through our ability to learn and open to experiences, hopefully we realize, you know, okay, wait a minute.
And, you know, it truly is a gift to be separate.
Sure.
Because in being separate, we truly do have our own very individual experiences that no one else can have.
Yeah.
No matter how close I am to you and how much you tell me, I can never truly know how it is that you have experienced life. And that's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, we may continue this.
Sounds
good. We may continue this on tomorrow's program. We got a good beginning today of the Stoic mindset and living the 10 principles of Stoicism. The little book is by Mark Tuart. And I think we'll move on with this part two tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Right here on Strategies.
Because
the clock says we got to take our last break. We'll be back to wrap up Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking today about the 10 principles of Stoicism. We didn't even get halfway.
We made a good dent.
What are you taking away from our conversation today here on Strategies?
I've always enjoyed the idea behind Stoicism, and I think it's timeless, right? And I know I appreciate Mark Tuartik's, I think that's how you say his name, his take on them, because he's kind of put his own spin on it from his life experience as an Olympian.
And an entrepreneur.
Right.
I mean, because he's put a spin on it, and he used these principles to prepare for his competition, but he's also used them after his Olympic career.
Right. That's the philosophy, right, of Stoicism, that it's applicable to all lives and all of life.
Right.
And I think this is an important time in our lives that we remind ourselves of it. What's within our control, right? And that's my big takeaway from today, to make it short, is to focus on what's within our control.
Yeah, yeah.
And bring that back. That's our power. That's where we have our power.
One of these days, I'm going to get back out to the university, and I'm going to take one of those philosophy courses.
All right.
I never got around to it.
I never did either.
I never got around to.
I enjoy taking it with you.
Yeah, that's on my that's definitely on my bucket list. Not that I haven't read through the years philosophy, but. I never took a course, so one of these days. In the meantime, it's fun to do this.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how philosophy started.
There you go.
Just like what we're doing.
Folks, thank you for philosophizing with us here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being here with us each day, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX. And the Balanced Life Wellness Center. And Fertitta's Delicatessen. The home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. You got to go try some of this. If today was the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time here on Strategies for Living.